Hello and welcome to another episode of Tay Talk, the official podcast of Talk Amongst Yourselves, the Kotaku reader run community. I'm your host, Disturbed Shadow, and today my co-host Rare is back.
Yeah, hi. Sorry for not being here last time.
And we're joined by the Tay Gamer Guy.
You can just call me Dylan. It'll probably work better and it's shorter.
So, what have you guys been playing lately?
Oh, we're just gonna get right into that, huh?
Yes.
Yep.
Well, recently I've been playing a game called Enemy, which is pretty fun. It's kind of like a turn-based strategy game, kind of like XCOM in a way, where you just move around. It's actually pretty fun. Can't really explain it very well. Pretty bad explaining games. I've also been playing Skyrim, which I think everybody knows what that is,
Yes.
and City of Skylines, which is a city-building game like SimCity, which I hope everybody knows what that is.
I played it. It is fun. I'm not very good at it, though.
Same.
Oh, cool. All right, we'll get along great. You gotta
Those
go into more
words, the words.
detail, Dylan. More
Yeah.
detail.
Yes.
Detail. All right, detail.
Like, for example, with City Skylines, what drew you to the game? And do you like SimCity more? Do you like it more? What are your favorite
I
features of the
just
game?
watched Sips play it, pretty much, and then I was like, oh, this looks interesting. Then I got it. I've been playing it for a while.
God, when
Created
you
like
realize
three
it's really
cities.
hard.
I failed at least three cities. I've started three cities and I failed three cities. Probably
Great
gonna start
track
another one.
record.
I know. Thanks. You're all so supportive.
Hey, if it makes me any better, that's pretty much how the real world works. We just give you a pile of money and say, yeah, he'll get it right the next time.
And then it doesn't.
Exactly.
I usually fail by making it so the industrial is a little bit too close to the citizens, and then I have to like, oh no, did I mess it up and stuff? Oh, what have you been playing? Any of you? The other two people that are on this podcast?
What? There are people here?
I didn't
Whoa,
know
no, I
that.
mean other
I thought I was
two,
just
you two
talking to
people.
myself this whole time.
Oh no, I've just been imagining you.
This
Oh
whole
no,
podcast
I've
is
been going slowly
imaginary.
insane my entire
It
life.
doesn't
What have I
actually
done?
exist.
There is no podcast.
There's never been a day
There is no
podcast.
podcast.
Oh, goodness. All right. Well, personally, I actually have been playing something new that is quite fun, and I've been playing something old, but we'll start with the new one. I've been playing Kingdom New
Ooh,
Lands. Have you
oh, I
guys
know
seen it
what
on
that
Steam at
is.
all?
Oh, hell
Nope,
yeah,
I
that
haven't
looks
even
awesome,
heard of
actually.
it.
Yeah, so it's basically like visually super retro, very like 16-bit sort of graphics.
Like a
Maybe
lot of
like
indie games
64-bit.
recently.
Yeah. That was a Windows joke, by the way. Anyway, terrible joke. But it's really fun. The game is essentially you're a king who's been overthrown. There's very little backstory, but it's, you know, like there's something called greed, and greed are these horrible
I
monstrosities
didn't
that
know that's what
attack
it was
you at night.
called
Yeah, they have a name. I didn't know that either because it doesn't say their name in the game. You
Yeah.
have to look for it elsewhere. But
Interesting.
essentially, you get attacked at night, and so the idea behind the game is you have very limited funding, and so you can focus on economics, like getting farms up to get more funding during the day. You can focus on, you know, building an infrastructure. You can focus on an army, your defenses, and essentially. You play through a series of maps, and each map it gets more challenging, like less resources to use in regards to making money, like cutting down trees, for example, or less places to build up walls and barracks for your troops, stronger enemies. So the first level is a really good introduction. It gives you like a lot of basics, and there's a lot of it's hard to like lose the first level, if that makes any sense, just because it gives you a lot of outs. And the idea is you don't stay there. You build a boat, and that's how you move from island to island. So, but everything you have with you persists. So, for example, normally you would start with no money, and let's say I beat a level with like 30 gold in my pocket, and there's a limited amount you can actually have on your person. Like, you have a coin purse, and if you have more than that set coin purse, they just start falling out of your pocket, and you
I
can't keep those
really
coins.
like the coin part, the coin purse part of it,
Yeah.
because the coins look so awesome just falling into it for some reason.
I mean, it sucks because you're watching your money literally fall into a river, but it's also just a great mechanic because you can't be too greedy. There's like a set limit of greed. It's really interesting while fighting
And
something
also,
called
the enemies
greed.
are called greed,
Yes,
so
exactly.
that's kind of a cool
That
thing.
sounds really interesting.
It is. It is. I don't want to give too much away. I think it's definitely worth a buy,
Yeah.
especially if it's on sale, if you like strategy games. But that was something new I've been playing. It's really, really fun. And then I've been playing Warcraft, the world of.
That's an interesting
I've
way to
been
say
getting
that.
into a pretty bad habit of just watching gameplay on YouTube instead of actually playing the games.
Ironically, that's how I came upon Kingdom, was watching a YouTuber play it, Quill18,
Yeah.
for those curious. And that's how I found it. So, I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't have found that game if I didn't watch him. So, you know, he's a pro there.
I came across City Skylines while watching Sip Split, so that's pretty neat.
What about you, Sir DS? What are you up to?
I've been playing the Batman Arkham games.
Ooh.
Arkham.
Yes.
Ooh. All of them are just one
in particular. They've been sitting in my backlog forever, and I finally started them.
Like, are you starting from Asylum and working your way?
Well,
okay.
Well, I had Origins and Asylum. Origins was the one that was installed, so I played that one first.
Oh, really? Okay, you actually jumped ahead then.
I did what?
I'm just saying you jumped ahead.
Well, technically, it's a prequel, so whatever.
Well, that's fair. That's fair. I was thinking more like release date, but you got me there. That is a prequel, so.
Yeah, it works, yeah. I would have played Asylum first, but I didn't feel like waiting for something to install, so.
That's fair. I would definitely say get Arkham City. It's really good.
Well, once I finish Asylum, that's the goal. I went through all of Origins and beat it in like 2 days.
So, I completely forgot another game that I was playing, Reigns, which it's not like Reigns on a horse or reigning. Like, side Reigns, like you're a king. It's kind of like a card game. Kind of like, actually not really like a card game. It's not like a card game in the sense that there are cards. But it's more of a resource management game while you're a king. It's pretty fun. It only has two buttons. They're not really buttons. You just use your mouse to say
click
yes or no. Sorry? What?
Nothing. Never mind. It's not important.
All right.
You answered my question as I asked it, so.
Is it like a passive clicker kind of game? Like Clicker Heroes
no,
or something?
No, no. It's like there are cards. And you have to move your mouse right or left to press yes or no. And you have to keep a balance between faith, population, the army, and money. And if any of those get too high or too low, you'll lose often in terrible ways, like you getting gangrene. Gangrene? Is that how you pronounce it? I don't know.
Gangrene,
And your toes rotting off, and then you die.
Sounds happy.
It's a very simplistic art style. It has some, but it's not overwhelming humor. And I can't really say too much more about it without spoiling it.
Yeah, it seems like we've all been playing games we don't want to spoil.
I mean, it's a good thing, though, because it finally means that there's games out there that are worth like experiencing on your own versus just like, here's everything that happens, done.
Plus, I don't really want to explain everything that happens because it'll take a while.
Yeah, there's that.
I mean, we are on a thing where you can talk about games.
That is also true.
That is true.
Just say it. There's an option.
All right.
So going back to,
I think I interrupted Disturbed Shadow.
Probably.
Sorry about that.
I get interrupted a lot. It's okay.
Go back to what you were saying about your game.
Yeah. Right. So
your Arkham
Batman.
Games.
Yeah. So I went through all of Origins and then I started Asylum yesterday.
So are you just playing Reigns?
It's weird, like going like playing them out of order. People thought it was weird, but
I mean, it's kind of weird.
Yeah,
but you're
it
going
also
from, like,
made
story,
sense
because
story wise, because what happened was because I had them all in my wish list on Steam, and now this is going back a bit. It's also kind of fitting, but my friend like got me Origins as a Christmas gift. It's funny because it takes place on Christmas Eve.
Nice.
But I didn't get around to playing it until today, or not today, this week, and I don't know, I was just sitting in my backlog. I had it installed, and then I picked up Asylum from the Steam sale over the summer, but I was too lazy to install it, so I just played the one that was already installed. So that's why I played Origins first.
Fair enough. So are you doing
a lot of people say
the
they
secrets?
Some of them. I'm basically doing what I call a satisfactory level of completion, where instead of, like, you know, 100%ing a game, which takes forever and usually makes you hate yourself, just pick a certain amount of the game to complete. Like, in Origins, I finished the story, did all the side objectives, and grabbed, like, all the Enigma collectibles, but that only amounted to 45% completion.
Jesus.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, I'm not doing the rest of that, so I decided to move on to Asylum after playing the game for, like, 26 hours.
Yeah, I mean, getting all of the Riddler trophies, especially in City, just takes forever and a half. I didn't even do half of the side quests in City, and there are actually some really well-written ones, like a lot of good plot lines and stuff, but just too much to do. It's like Witcher 3. You just got too much shit going on.
Yeah, I hear that game is humongous.
I haven't even touched it because I haven't finished Witcher 2 to further prove the point.
Oh my god.
I'm actually just playing Reigns while people are talking. It's pretty fun.
But it is weird to go back to Asylum because if such a different game, because the only other ones are
7 years.
Yeah, all the other ones
are
also.
I haven't played any of those games. Just
yeah,
just
but all the other
there.
Ones are
so I'm
like
just letting you guys talk.
They're open world, but Asylum is more of a linear thing, and
yeah,
it's also it feels a bit dated. Like the voice acting feels kind of not as good.
At least particularly
Batman's voice actor. No,
it was very much more set piece. Like yeah. Open world games weren't really a thing.
Yeah.
Or at least not as big of a thing.
Well,
when
it was
Asylum
2009, so they were starting to get big then.
Right, but like we hadn't really taken the trend of like every AAA game must be an open world 60-hour experience, that whole kit and caboodle.
Yeah, there's that. But if it does feel slightly dated. Like I was saying, like, and this might have been intentional, but Batman's voice actor just felt so dull, at least compared to the one in Origins. Even though
Batman.
It was more like the like sort of Nolan trilogy Batman being all like deep voice and gritty compared to the one in Asylum, which wasn't so much that.
So did you feel like the gameplay was still good though?
Yeah,
I could go back and play Asylum
yeah.
and still really enjoy like the combo.
Yeah, well the gameplay is pretty much the same between the two of them. So having played one, I didn't even need to learn how to play again. It just felt very fluid.
Hmm.
So there's
rock
that.
On.
And then going back to Origins for a second, a lot of people, I know I heard that a lot of people didn't like it as much, but I thought it was pretty enjoyable. Like there were one or two things that they could have done a little bit better, but I thought it was not a bad game like a lot of people made it out to be.
I haven't actually had a chance to play that one yet. The newest one I played was City, so I can't comment. But I can understand why people might feel that way, just from what I read about.
I know. Like, there were a few, like, because they have, like, a bunch of, oh, this isn't really a spoiler since you learn it really quickly in the game. It's basically the whole plot of the game is that there's a bunch of assassins trying to kill you. Like, a bunch of heroes or, like, villains, like, Deadshot and Deathstroke and all
anything.
That.
I'm just going to tell you the story of
no,
the game.
But it's, like, the basically the plot that they tell you at the beginning of the game. There's a whole
I
bunch
know,
of other
I
stuff
was
that
just
happens, yeah.
With you.
But they have a bunch of, like, people like Deathstroke and Deadshot and other, like, not, like, big name villains, but they're still kind of well known that are like trying to kill you, except you don't encounter all of them. It's weird. Like there's like eight people trying to kill you and then they don't work all of them into the plot as well as they could have.
Oh, that's odd.
That's the one problem I had. Like Deadshot only appears on this one side objective. It's like, why is he even in the game at all at that point?
Right.
But I mean, other than that, that's like the one complaint I have. Other than that, I thought it was a pretty solid game.
Fair enough.
I can't say much more about Asylum since I'm still playing it, and
I
probably
think you'll
have,
like it.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it so far, but maybe
I think there was
there's
like one point of that game it feels like bullshit, and I won't spoil it just because you probably aren't that far yet.
Yeah,
but everything else is actually like really fun.
The one thing I have
think
noticed,
I might know the part you're talking about because I've seen it probably.
It's a boss
fight. Speaking of bullshit, though, I think this is just like learning as you work on a series for so long, but there are a lot of parts in Asylum where I felt like I had no idea where I was supposed to be going next.
Seems yeah.
Well, like I spent like half an hour running around this one spot trying to find the way to progress forward, and it was this vent that was up in the corner that wasn't showing up in the detective vision mode. I was like tearing my hair out. I spent half an hour running back between three rooms trying to figure out where I was supposed to go.
If I remember correctly, the reason why one particular fight is bullshit is because it just does not explain to you like what you as Batman need to do. Like there's no agency or like pathing or what to do. And that just gets it's similar to what you were describing. You're just like what's the next thing I need to go and do? And then you eventually figure it out like an hour later and you feel like an idiot.
Yeah,
it
I know.
Wasn't clear.
But and I know it's not exactly the same thing because Origins wasn't made by Rocksteady, but it felt like it had like better at telling you where you needed to go. So I'm assuming that's something that they improved upon for City and then probably for Night as well.
I mean, City's big mechanic was here's a city and here's like 80 gajillion different things you can go do, but they're all listed for you rather than you have to necessarily go find them. So,
which isn't terrible, I guess. Could be worse.
I mean, it gets you from point A to point B, and they give you fun stuff to do, like, you know, the grapple hook and shit like that in Arkham City. It's not really a spoiler, it's just a game mechanic.
Yeah,
it's true,
because they're open world, it's probably a bit different.
Right,
although
right.
I guess you guys probably could talk about spoilers if you just put a spoiler warning.
I don't think there's any really need to spoil anything, though.
If anything, most listeners have probably already played it, to be honest.
I don't, but I'm usually okay with being spoiled, except when I'm not.
Well, that's how I do not want spoilers for the ones I haven't played yet, since I'm intending to play them.
Batman beats the bad guy.
Well, obviously.
Whoa, dude. Dude, no spoilers.
That's mind-blowing.
That's like
except
a huge
that
spoiler.
Time
and
Batman
can figure out.
Doesn't beat the bad guy. Bum, bum, bum!
But then he secretly wins in the end anyway.
Because he's Batman.
Exactly.
So, do you guys have any games that you're wanting to get, but you haven't gotten yet?
The new Deus Ex, and the only reason I want it is because it looks really cool, but I haven't played even Human Revolution yet. Shit, I've never even played Deus Ex, period, so...
Same.
I played exactly 2 hours of Human Revolution, according to Steam.
Did you enjoy those 2 hours?
I guess. I don't think I got far enough into it to get into it. And I remember being frustrated with the controls.
Ah.
I see.
But I did... Like, what little bit of the story I got. I've been meaning to go back to it. Just, I have so many games that...
I know that feel, bro. I know that feel.
I was so excited for No Man's Sky, but when it finally released, I don't understand why people are hating on it so much. People got pretty much what it was advertised as, a space exploration game.
I think the problem is...
It got overhyped.
It was overhyped.
Well,
and people
super overhyped, yeah.
It was basically a niche niche indie title that was made up to be triple... Yeah, whatever. I'm bad at pronouncing things.
That's fine.
Anyway, it was made out to be like... They wanted it to be a AAA title, even though it isn't.
It's not going to be.
It doesn't have the budget for it, either.
It doesn't have the budget. It doesn't have the audience for it.
Ah, yeah, another game I kind of want to get is called Death Road to Canada.
What?
Yeah, exactly. You know the game... Oh, man, Oregon Trail, you know that game?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't know that game?
Well, it's kind of like that, except it's like Oregon Trail.
Okay,
which
I
is
played
a
Oregon
remake
Trail.
Of Oregon Trail with zombies in it.
It's an excellent game.
Yeah. But Death Road to Canada is set instead of zombie apocalypse. Here, I'll just read out the store page thing as well. Control a car full of jerks as they explore cities, recruit weird people, rescue dogs, argue with each other, and face gigantic swarms of zombies.
Gigantic swarms
randomly
of what?
Generated for a new story and rare events every time you play. It looks pretty good. You can create different characters. It's a pretty diverse character creation thing. Looks like it has some interesting gameplay. And it's also co-op. You can play with your friend if you're in the same room.
Do you mean to tell me that I can sit down and die in a game like Oregon Trail with my friends?
Abso-friggin-lutely.
10 out of 10 would buy again.
Again, yes.
How can you buy something again that you haven't bought yet?
You buy it for a friend.
Exactly.
But it's technically not again if you haven't bought it before.
But if you buy it myself,
the,
buy for a friend.
One of the companions is a dog in
a
trench coat.
That's different. Wait, what about a dog in a trench coat?
One of the companions in that game is a dog in a trench coat.
That's
just like, it's just like an anthropomorphic dog in a trench coat, or like a dog on four legs in a trench
coat? I'm not sure. I've only seen dog in a trench coat. I haven't gotten the game,
well,
keep in mind.
We found the game's biggest mystery now.
Yeah, we'll all need to figure that out.
I guess also I've been playing, well, not so much recently now, but like the last couple months I've been playing lots of Halo 5 multiplayer.
Wasn't there a new update about that recently?
I think so. They've been... What, and I'm really glad they've been doing this,
God.
But with Halo 5, 343 has been spectacular with their DLC model of all DLC is free. It's like, we just added this new map. Like, no announcement for it. Here, just have this new map we've been working on, which I thought was really cool.
I've been looking inside Discord chat, and I found there's actually Five Nights at Freddy's plushies. Why?
Why not?
Explain. That's fair, I guess. I guess there's enough people... They like it enough to buy
something. Yeah, that game has, like, a huge fan base.
That's true.
Think of it this way. Those people just want to get murdered by something small and adorable, just like in Five Nights at Freddy's.
Well, they're not really small and adorable in Five Nights at Freddy's.
They're
more,
not.
Like, large and mechanical and slightly terrifying.
And not adorable in the slightest.
But there are some ones that are small and formerly adorable.
But these plushies actually look kind of cute. They're not terrifying.
You're doomed.
I'm not going to buy one, though. I haven't even played the game.
That's a good thing. Don't play it.
Like, I've seen less plays of it. I've gotten enough out of it.
You've lived vicariously through a YouTuber.
Yeah, I do that. I do that a lot.
Maybe that's what we should discuss.
I guess so.
Yeah, since we keep bringing it up. Are there, like, any people that you guys particularly watch?
As I said before, I watch Sips. Even though I don't really watch him, more as listen to him while I play other games, because the commentary is funny, I guess, in some ways.
I do that with Game Grumps, because...
I was just going to say, I do that with Game Grumps.
Yeah, I just, like, throw on a playlist of their stuff and just go do whatever and just listen to them be hilarious.
It's not a bad way to spend a day.
Yeah, but sometimes I do sit down and actually watch them play, and then I regret it because Aaron is so terribly bad at video games.
Yes, he is.
But
sometimes that Ross player sometimes pretty good sometimes. Although
it is pretty funny watching him be terrible sometimes.
Yeah.
Except when they're playing Pokemon.
Oh, does that just like mentally trigger you?
Well, yeah, he just makes all the wrong decisions. And I think half the time he's doing it just to fuck with people, but...
Hey, Beedrill beat the Elite Four, man.
Yeah, that's why I brought it up, because they finally got around, after taking like a year and a half off or more from playing Pokemon, they finally went back and finished it, which was actually funny. Because, and I think it's mostly jokingly, but Aaron's been like wanting Wendy's to give him a brand deal, and I think it's a joke. But they tweeted at the Grumps saying that they get brand deal if they finish Fire Red.
That was a thing.
And then they finished Fire Red, and they still don't have their brand deal.
There was a whole Twitter controversy about it, man.
Yeah, it was hilarious. Yeah, but I think it's funny that they finally finished it. And they did it with a fucking level, like, 90 Beedrill.
I think it was, like, 88. Either way,
it was, like, 90
Beedrill
for
the win.
Yeah.
I haven't watched their playthroughs of it at all.
Yeah, well, I hadn't watched it at all since they started it before I started watching them. But as soon as... And then I didn't watch it because I knew they hadn't finished it. And it's fun to just watch a whole playthrough with them. But when they started playing again, I'm like, oh, I guess I should watch this now. So I spent, like, 3 days binging on 120 or so episodes of that.
Wow. You binged hardcore, dude.
Yep. But yeah, it was fun. It was interesting because they played it, like, they started playing it in, like, 2014. It was just...
And then it was, like, 2016.
Yeah, it was interesting to see, like, it over such a wide period, or wide gap of time since they changed a lot since then.
Ooh. Yeah, and they discuss it, too, like, how they're different people, different financial statuses, they live in a different place, all kinds of changes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they discuss things like that a lot.
Yeah, so it's cool to, like, just watch something like that over a period of time and see how the people involved with it change.
For sure.
Maybe when we're at 120 episodes of this podcast, we can look back and see how we've changed.
Oh, God.
Oh, I don't think we'll ever make it that far. Sorry.
yeah, we'll be lucky if we make it to, like, 20 episodes.
Especially if Tay no longer exists.
Tay will always exist.
In our hearts.
Probably mostly on the Discord server, but still.
Nah, we'll be fine. I'm just joking.
Yeah, but I guess we could talk about that too, since it's important to Tay.
I feel like we should wait for Ben or Zarnix or someone to be on to talk about that.
That's also true. But I do want to say, like, when it first came up, like, however, a couple months ago now, like, people were, like, freaking out about it, especially on the Discord server. They're just, like, wildly speculating about everything. And then, like, it sort of went away for a bit since.
I think that they just made it clear that they had a plan and we should just have faith in the system.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Once the admins sort of said that we have a contingency plan, everyone sort of calmed down. But, of course, as soon as the trial or whatever more recent thing happened.
Brother?
What Child? What?
No, something happened recently. I forget what it was.
Hulk Hogan.
Yeah. Wait. When they announced that it was, like, actually being auctioned off or whatever, people started freaking out again.
Jesus Christ.
Like, it was, like, in the chat room, people were just, like, wildly speculating.
Uncertainty always begets fear.
They were like, Tay is dead. I was like, dude, chill out. Just wait.
Let me tell you,
happens.
From playing video game stocks in the stock market, uncertainty definitely begets fear.
And they were all just like, we're going to get like merged into IGN and then Tay and Kotaku will disappear. And it's like, just wait and see what happens first. And then, look, we got bought by Univision instead. And they bought all of Gawker. And then Gawker got shut down, but
I was gonna say all of Gawker except Gawker, but
I didn't realize that. Gawker
well, they bought it, and then
shut
they shut
down
they
already.
Shut their website. Huh. Well, I think they're shutting it down.
No, they didn't pay for Gawker as part of the acquisition.
Oh, I thought they bought
that was
all
part
of
the deal. No, it's going into bankruptcy. That was part of the deal.
Oh,
wow, that's like
it sounded like they bought all the sites and then just decided to close. Gawker went down, but whatever. As of right now, Kotaku and Tay are still doing what they've been doing, so we'll leave it at that. Until we actually hear something
otherwise.
More. Until then, we'll keep on talking amongst ourselves.
I mean, if you were going for an outro, 10 out of 10.
But, I mean, we haven't even gotten an hour yet. We went
this
like
is less than 30 minutes, I think.
Yeah, with that editing, that's like 30 minutes. It's too short.
What else do you want to talk about? I don't know. How about the fact that I'm playing Skyrim? That's something.
What are you playing it on?
The PC.
Oh, good.
I'm playing it while I'm talking to you guys.
Are you...
Do you have it modded?
Oh, yeah. Not very heavily right now, just because it's crashing whenever I try to. I have a mod on here called Become the High King of Skyrim, which, as you would expect, lets you become the High King of Skyrim.
I have it on PC. I've been meaning to just mod this shit out of it and play it, but I just never got around to it.
Always fun to do that.
Yeah. It's like, oh, I'll do that. It's like, oh, I've got school. I can't do that now. And then when I'm done with school, I just didn't feel like doing it anymore. 100
or so mods on here.
And I have a PC that can run it, so I don't know why I haven't just gone apeshit with the mods and just make the most beautiful-looking Skyrim. Because the vanilla one...
The greatest.
Yeah. The vanilla one just looks terrible.
Yeah. They look good at a point, but whenever you're trying to make realistic graphics, they'll always look dated after a while.
Yeah. I actually made a Skyrim mod for a class project.
What class project would that be?
Oh, it was for a level design class. We basically had to make... It was like a final project, and we had to include some subset of all the concepts we had covered across the semester.
Neat.
Yeah, my partner and I worked on a cool thing. We made, like, this story where you have to, like, you have to save a town from, like, a crazy necromancer. And basically the plot is, like, the townsfolk ask you to help them, and then you go to the tower, and then it's a surprise twist that it's actually just an undead rave.
That's some twist.
But we ran into a lot of technical issues, but we got the sort of basic concept there. Because working with the Skyrim creation kit is...
tedious.
It's terrible. It crashes constantly, so you have to, like, remember to save all the time.
I know.
It's just such a pain in the ass to use. Yeah, anyway, as I was saying, you get to the top, and then you can either choose to fight and kill the necromancer, or you can
join
him. And he asks you to go kill all the towns and turn them into all the townsfolk, turn them into zombies, and bring them back to the rave.
That's unreasonable.
Yeah, it was fun,
but awesome.
Yeah, we've talked about one day actually, like, polishing it and finishing it, working out all the ridiculous bugs that we had. Like,
what was the worst bug that you encountered?
We couldn't get the skeletons to dance properly. That was one.
They just stood around there awkwardly, like, oh.
They just stood around and occasionally danced. Yeah, there was still, like, animation stuff that we need to, like, add in that it was so hard to do. And given the time frame, we just couldn't do it. But we still got, like, an A on the project, so there's that. But anyway, we talked about one day we'll actually finish it and put it on the Nexus so people can check it out. I just don't...
In the workshop,
but we have no idea when that's actually going to happen.
Yeah.
But when it does, I'll definitely mention it on the podcast so people can check it out.
So is it a coin flip of what comes first, Tay Episode 3 or that mod?
What?
Oh.
I said, is it a coin flip of what comes first, Tay Episode 3 or that mod?
Oh, Tay Episode 3 is going to happen way before that.
You're going to try and get it on a regular schedule?
Yeah, I'm going to stop being a lazy shit. I need to do something.
Oh.
Did anything else happen recently?
Honestly, no.
Nothing, really.
We burned through what games we were playing way too quickly.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I skipped over a few of them, just because I've been playing a lot of games recently.
Why would you do that?
Because... I went
the
first.
The point of this show is to talk about games.
Indeed.
All right.
You've ruined everything.
Planet Side 2 as well. It's like a game where you fight in like a giant, like a full-size planet. Not really a full-size planet. I lied there. But a planet. That's not the size of a planet. And it's a large strategy shooter game with multiplayer. It has a lot of people. It's kind of like an MMO FPS in a way. Except it's not an RPG. If it wasn't, it'd be an MMORPG. I don't even know what I'm talking about at this point. I'm rambling on. Sorry. I'll try and cut this down. This is why I don't, like go through all of it. Okay. Okay.
Are you okay?
No, I'm not.
Believe in yourself. Take it slow and just think about what you want to talk about in regards to the game.
Yeah,
what's interesting about the game? Why are you playing?
I know. I started thinking of this stuff when you're talking. All right. Well, you can... I should stop talking about what you can do. It's more like silence. Yes.
Take your time. We can always edit out. Yeah.
It's a planetary war where it was on giant servers where there's like about 1,000 people on each server or something like that. Usually an infantry unit in like a planet, kind of like, which is where strategy part comes in. You have to kind of talk with your team about which place you want to attack. There are like four to five factions, and they're all fighting against each other. It's a huge battle. You're going to use other words for that. But it's really fun. It's also free. They have some microtransactions in there, but they're not very intrusive.
As they should be.
As every single person, and I shouldn't say person, every single developer thinks that they should be intrusive, but they're not. Yeah. And not every single one, just
it's annoying when they're pushy with microtransactions.
Yeah.
Like, as long as they're there, just don't clobber people over the head with them.
Yeah. But it's free, and it's pretty fun. You should all play it.
Yeah. I played it for like 5 minutes on my friend's PC once.
Ah.
I had no idea what was going on.
Yeah, pretty much. I've been playing it for a while, playing it for about 100 hours, and I still don't know what's going on.
That's a lot of hours, at least by my standards. I haven't had time to really sit down and game for so long. Like, yep. The fact that I have, like, 30 hours clocked in the last, like, 4 days is a miracle.
Damn, man. I was just going through the store page on PlanetSide 2. It says, like potato chips, the players are salty and the game is addictive. I think that sums it up pretty okay.
Nice.
That's a good description.
So, any other games that you guys have been playing, or is that it?
Unfortunately, I really don't have too many others that I've been playing. I mean, RimWorld is officially out now, the game we talked about in episode 0. That actually is
I don't remember left that alpha. I don't even remember that conversation. That was like...
That was a long time ago.
That was
ago.
Almost 6 months ago.
In a galaxy far, far away.
It was like 6 months ago. Holy crap.
Wow.
Where did the time go?
These episodes are really spaced out.
Well, the first one...
As you can tell, we just need more time for more content, obviously.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and see what that good that did us.
But yeah, let's see. The first one was in March, the second one was in June, and now the third one is in August.
And it's almost September.
It might be September by the time it comes out.
We're right on schedule.
It depends on how long it takes me to edit this thing.
Oh, seriously, the 30th is on Tuesday. We're having game night on Tuesday. Not many people are going to come to that.
Not many people come to K-Game nights, no matter what day of the week it is.
That is true, but fewer people will come if it's on a Tuesday.
I'll be there, because I have nothing to do.
I'll be there as well.
I was going to go to a concert on that day, but that didn't happen, so I'll be there shooting zombies. Yes.
Well, this has been Tay Episode 2.
Has it been Tay Episode 2? Do you know that, bro?
Like, comment, and subscribe if you want to hear more of this garbage.
And actually, you'll probably will be able to like, comment, and subscribe, because... He is going to be posting on YouTube.
Yeah, I'll...
I just legally binded you to post.
No, you didn't.
Wow. How did you see through my ploy?
Because I am smart, clearly.
Very, yes, quite.
Because I produce quality content.
You should go write for Tay. Talk to me yourselves, the read-run community run by Kotaku.
This has been the Tay Podcast. I'm calling it that now. It's Tay Talk, but I'm calling it Tay Podcast.
Oh, God.
Because...
Tay Talk.
Get me out of this hell.
Tay Talk, an existential train wreck.
Thanks for listening. Well, I'll see you next time. I don't think this is actually ever going to end at this rate.
Nope.
The ride never ends.
I'm out of here. It's over.
The ride never ends.